is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back, world. Welcome to another interesting Motivational Monday. My name is Billy and I'm here to entertain you for the next few minutes. I had spent the last few weeks speaking about my role models. I hope everybody enjoyed that theme. And now this week I'm starting with a new theme. And with the theme that I'm embarking on, I'll just be speaking about books that I've read, why I read the books, and some lessons that I took away from these books. The reason why I decided to talk about books that I've read is just to inspire people out there to either start reading or keep reading if they are already bookworms, because sometimes reading is not that much fun for everybody. Some people are just naturally born with the desire and the want to read books. Someone once told me the other day that they read like a book with like 1,000 pages in like 4 days, and I was like mind blown, because right now I'm currently trying to read a book that has over 1,000 pages, and like it seems like a insurmountable task. But anyway, on this week's episode I'll be talking about the book The Richest Man in Babylon. That's one of my favorite books that I've ever read, and it is a financial map, financial guide, and I really love that book because it's so tiny. It's like, for the content it has, you'd imagine that it has more pages, but it actually has such little pages. I read the book because one of my role models, Jim Rohn, really, really loves that book, and he rates that book highly, and he always suggests that book. And I heard Jim Rohn speak about that book so many times that I was curious, you know, I was intrigued to find out why does he actually rate this book so highly. After I'd read the book, I understood it's such an incredible book. Like I said, you'd expect to have more pages based on the content it has. It has less than 150 pages, maybe it's slightly more than 150 pages, but I know it's definitely less than 200 pages. I learned so many valuable lessons. It wasn't anything new, if I'm being completely honest. It's not like there's a new formula or anything. This book was released in the 1920s, so it's pretty old, but the principles in the book are still valid even today in 2020, you know. And the most important thing I learned from that book was to pay yourself first. The book basically teaches you principles on how to acquire wealth, and all of these principles basically work together to help the reader understand the path to take when they're trying to become wealthy. That's why I refer to the book as a map, a financial map, because it basically sheds light and it basically shows you which path to take on your journey to becoming wealthy. And the book is in parable form. That's what I liked about the book the most, the fact that it's interesting stories that are sometimes comical, sometimes they're grim, sometimes they're just very thoughtful. And these stories just get you thinking, and they make you see and view your financial status from a different perspective, and you realize that it doesn't take a lot to become financially well off. In fact, you have to start with a little so you can have a lot, and you have to be savvy, you have to be smart, you have to guard your money. You know, you shouldn't lose money just because you're losing money. A lot of people have that saying, you gotta spend money to make money, but you shouldn't be losing money. You know, when you spend money, you gotta make your money back. You have to know where to invest. You're not just saving money for the sake of saving money, but rather you're saving money for the sake of investing. And when you do decide to invest, invest in things that you're knowledgeable, and when you do decide to invest, invest in things that you know about. Don't just invest in random things because it seems like it's a good idea. I think there's this one parable in the book about a guy who tried to buy jewels from a bricklayer or something, and the jewels turned out to be fake. And it's parables like that really get you thinking, that make you realize, damn, like I actually have to be smarter and wiser with the way I use my money. And the other thing in the book that's very vital is learning to make your money work for you, basically making passive income. Passive income, I think, is something that us, the the born-free generation are taking a bit more seriously. I feel like the generation before us didn't take passive income seriously. They're the generation that believe in waking up every morning and going to work for your money and 9 to 5. We that generation that's trying to find ways to make money while we sleep. And that's another thing that the book emphasized for me. It made me feel like I was on the right path. Like I said in the beginning, when you read the book, it's nothing really new. It's all advice that you've probably heard before, but it's just put in a way that will make you understand why the advice you've heard before is so important. So I really rate The Richest Man in Babylon highly. And if you're a person who's interested in becoming wealthy, or if you feel like you just wanna expand your wealth, you feel like you are wealthy already but you wanna get bigger and you wanna make more, I really suggest that you read The Richest Man in Babylon. It's a very, very interesting book and it's gonna be worth your while. With that said, I'ma round up this episode of the Motivational Mondays. My name is Billy. This has been the coolest podcast ever. Find me on social media at RenownBilly. I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.